Philadelphia City Council has given preliminary approval to a budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. However, as WHYY's Tom McDonald reports, the spending plan doesn't include any of the taxes proposed by Mayor Sherelle Parker.
The budget is without taxes that the mayor was seeking, including a delivery tax, a hotel tax, and an Uber tax that the mayor proposed for the school district. Jasmine Kay of Uber says they had citizens speak up and speak out about the tax that was voted down.
We had 90,000 people send letters to the mayor, to the city council, and really express their concerns that at a time at rising costs, the last thing that people needed was an additional dollar passed on to their costs to be able to access affordable transportation.
The budget does include extra money for the schools, but it's one-time funding, not recurring revenue as the surcharge would have brought to the table. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Council for Relationships in Philadelphia will avoid closure and continue its 94-year legacy of providing therapy and counseling across the region through a new partnership. Lancaster-based counseling practice Sun Point Foundation will oversee operations and help the Philly nonprofit navigate financial issues. New Council for Relationships CEO Neil Holmes says the first step is getting the council back on solid ground.
There's just been a lot of change, a lot of uncertainty, so we want to make sure that we do our best to stabilize right now and provide a really strong foundation for support to be here for people and be open and transparent about next steps.
Holmes says there will be no immediate changes to client services, and the nonprofit will keep its name and branding. Well, some hazy sunshine over Philadelphia and a light breeze out there, but it's probably not providing much relief given that it is 88 degrees outside. Temperatures are hovering in that 90-degree zone, might get up there before the afternoon is out. We're expecting mostly clear skies in the overnight hours. Temperatures this evening get down to the upper 60s. Looking ahead to tomorrow, another scorcher, even warmer for Friday. Highs tomorrow look to definitely be hitting that 90-degree mark.